with the contract, your status has changed. I know you don't necessarily change, but how is it different when you come back with the skill you have and the commitment they made to you?
I don't think it's different at all. I mean, it's come back with the same mindset to work. I think the only difference is you know what's going on as far as, you know, what's the expectations and what they want from you, but the same work is demand, and that's what I'm doing.
What are your teammates' reaction to your contract? I know Sanders.
Big money. Talib said he can't wait to see how my life changes. It's just funny things. I'm to myself. I'm going to be myself. So, you know, you won't see no jewelry or no fancy cars. That's just not me.
CJ, how upset were you with the Broncos' initial offer, and then how surprised were you that they matched it? Did you think you were on your way to Miami?
I didn't know, man. You just never know. I don't think I was upset. I mean, I told Mike that day when it happened, just like, you know, when we lost the Super Bowl in 2013, I felt like I wasn't good enough to be a part of that team. I felt like I wasn't good enough to get on the field to make plays that helped my team win, and obviously – I got the low tender because whatever I did in those 3 years, my 3 years here, I didn't do enough to get a high tender, and I felt that. I've always put the pressure and always put the blame on myself, never the organization or the business or how things go. I mean, if I make more plays, obviously you'll get a higher tender. So I left it at that.
But did you think you were the last minute on your way to another team?
Nah, just be patient. I mean, I put myself in the best situation no matter where I was going, whether it's here or whether up there with Gase, and I'm here. I'm glad to be in orange and blue, and you know, I started here, so why not finish?
Having that feeling of, you know, not performed well enough for a better tender, how good is it to be back on this team with you've said a lot of Coach Stu, to be back and ready to, you know, prepare even more?
Oh, man, it's just huge. I mean, the growth that I've gained from Coach Studisville, and now you can see it now when we're in meetings, we're talking. I'm asking about, I'm even putting him in more situations when it comes to questions. I'm asking him a lot more questions about what we did last year and how we can be better from it. Making sure he does his job like he's making sure I'm doing mine. So I think, you know, Coach Stu's always been in my corner since I've been here. And, we're just trying to get better every day.
Along that same line, how good is it to know that, you know, Ronnie's going to be back and that
duo is
going to stay?
Huge, man. I mean, it's just good. I mean, we know my role will get a little bigger. I also understand that. But we also know that we know what type of back Ronnie can be. You know, we know how explosive he can be. We know he's that home run hit whenever. So, you know, when he's out there, it just doesn't miss a beat. I mean, that was our whole thing we were playing. We just don't want to miss a beat no matter who's out there, 2-2 or 2-3. So, glad to have him back.
So, CJ, your role's going to be bigger. You got to stay on the field. What are you going to do differently this offseason to stay on the field more?
Well, you got to stay healthy first. I think the conditioning, I think that helps better. I think the mindset is better, too. You know, during the year, it was, you know, you and Ronnie, you and Ronnie, you and Ronnie. And, you know, when I knew I can go, it was like, man, you know you can go, but, you know, Ronnie can go out there and he's fresh right now, make plays. You know, during the Super Bowl, they were like, hey, CJ, go. And I didn't come off the field. So, you know, my mindset is a little different now when it comes to, you know, hey, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go until you can't go. And now I get to control when I come on, when I come off, compared to the past when I was coming on off what I was being told.
So are you doing something different from a conditioning standpoint?
The conditioning is fine. I mean, you know. People say, hey, man, you ran 2-3 plays and you came off the field. I was told to come off the field. I mean, I played in the Super Bowl. I didn't come off the field unless I wanted to, so I think I'm fine.
Did the contract situation last year, just knowing you were coming up, did that affect you at all, or did you think about it a lot last season?
No, I thought I played fairly well. Now, do I want to play better? Of course. But I thought that last half of the season was no better than the first half of the season that put me on the scene, so I thought I played fairly well. Just staying healthy, if I could stay healthy. I'm a dangerous guy to be, so that's my whole goal, is to stay healthy this year.
When you look back on it, you made the Pro Bowl, you finished as strong as anyone that year, and then when you look back, was it the injuries? What caused you not to get off the traction you would have liked those first, whatever, 4, 5, 6 years?
I guess you can say the injuries. That's a part of it. When you're not 100% and you're out there playing, you know, you're playing and you're not 100%, you're not making the plays that you want to make. The system is another thing. You can see, you know, when we sat and watched tape, when we watched the first 6 weeks, all of us, from O-line to myself to Ronnie to DT to Peyton, you know, to Brock, us as a team, we got better in the second half of the season because we got more comfortable with the system in the second half of the season. You know, you think, you know, you look good and you look yourself at practice on tape, you know, during OTAs and during training camp and during preseason, and you think things are going well. You know, things just amped up when you get in the season. You know, teams play a little harder. You know, teams are out there with their ones. You're not playing against everybody else. So we start to see our growth You know, as we grew as an offense, we got better as an offense.
Going forward from that point, then some of the young offensive linemen in their second year starters, and then the new guys you picked up at tackle. How do you think the O-line will help you and Ronnie be more productive?
I think it's huge. I mean, I think Donald, he played in Stevenson. He's played in this this system before. We know Russell's done it over there in Seattle, and then when you got Matt and Max, who's the other guard? Ty. This is their second year in the system, you know. Matt and Max has game reps. Ty was hurt. He's coming back, but at least he's been in the system, and he knows the expectation. And I just think last year with us being up front, knowing the expectation, that's one thing, but also understanding the system and the blocking schemes and what we're trying to do, that's another thing. So I think that where we were growing, and you saw that last half of the season, I just think this year everybody knows the system. Everybody knows what to do, and we know the expectation.
What do you think of Mark Sanchez now that you've got to talk to him?
I got to throw him a little bit, talk to him a little bit. You know, he wants it. I mean, any guy who wants it, I mean, you cannot be mad about that. So when he comes in and he's telling us, hey, man, let's go throw. Hey, man, let's do this. And he knows we probably got 2,000 snaps under our belt, but we know he needs that. So myself, Demarius, Ronnie, Emmanuel, Verge, Jeff, we go out there and throw and catch with him, you know, when we off campus, of course. We go out there and throw, catch him with him so he can get those reps and he can get those feelings. So that's a good thing, and I think he's ready to go.
It's a little strange now. I mean, you went from Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler. Totally different.
Weird not having 18 in the building, man. You know, when you watch your old tapes and you look at 18 and you see all the things we used to do and, you know, just the jokes and the funs with him, I mean, he was more than a teammate. He was a friend. It's just weird not having him in the building. But like I said, when I went to the Combine 4 years ago, I heard Ozzie say, man, it don't matter who got that jersey on. When the ball's put down in September in between them lines, you got to play, and that's what it is.
A few more for CJ.
There's a chance that the Broncos could draft a running back. Do you welcome that, add more competition to
Bring him in, man. We're happy. We got room. Bring him in, man. He ain't going to do nothing but make us better. We'll make him better. He'll catch up. We'll catch up. Just bring him in.
Here's some nice words for Tom Brady earlier this year. Do you have any reaction to the news this morning?
He ain't sweating it, man. He went through it last year. He's fine. We're playing week 15, so I'm going to get to play him again and say some nice words to him again.
Talked about 18 being gone. Is there any additional pressure on you to take that ownership and leadership role?
Nah, man, just play football. You know, I've been playing ball, and, you know, it's not the leadership or the pressure, you know, that you put on yourself. You just play football. I've been playing this game for a long time. You know, this is my fourth season in the NFL now. I know what the expectation and, you know, where my body and what everything needs to be like. I'm just going to go out there and play ball and have fun.